goes on. Yeah, I won't cry for yesterday as an ordinary world. Hot Yards LA, Halloween episode. Can I even say that, even though it's 2 days after Halloween?
No.
No? Brian Engel's back in the show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be back. A lot of people seeing me on the streets, they all know me.
Never gets old. That's it. That's I don't need the soundboard for the rest of anything. Just that one thing.
Just
that one fucking joke. Fire it up, kid, because I got freaking football back today on my TV. Went out to Walmart this morning because I got the extra hour sleep. Didn't even realize it until I fucking woke up. Then I was like, fuck, it's 7:30. I'm like, wow. Yeah, yeah, top of shit. Went out, got some rabbit ears, plugged it in my fucking TV, and got to watch freaking first Cowboys lose. Awful. Brandon Whedon just doesn't deserve to be in the NFL, which was fun to watch. And then two Patriots freaking giving it to Peyton again. And I don't care, give a fuck. Jury's out. It's over. I don't care what you say. Point to any stat you want about Peyton Manning, but the eyeball test and watching those two guys play against each other, whether it's the 16th time,
yeah,
Tom Brady's a better quarterback, period. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. No?
Dude, I agree with you. Tom Brady looks like a machine right now. I mean, and Peyton Manning, you know, always looks his, for the most part, always looks his worst, at least when I'm sitting on my couch, when he's playing Tom Brady. For the most part.
When he's playing in New England and it's freaking 35 degrees. Can you believe that shit? It was snowing. It snowed last night.
That's not fun. They said that he's played four times in a row. Is that right? Other than the one game that they had in Denver last year. Like, it always seems that Peyton's in New England for the most part. They were saying it's like 12 out of 16, I think, he's played.
Really?
Yeah, so they say.
Stacking the freaking cards against him.
Yeah, you might as well.
We lost our game 28-10, effectively knocking us out of the playoffs.
Kids crying
as always. That's like the normal thing now. After every game, kids crying, and it's like because they're passionate. And I'm sitting there like, fuck it. Why would you have a cry after game? Maybe I could see the last game, but they cry after every game. We friggin' ball going forward. Quarterback went back, right? Ball goes forward. If it was the NFL, they would have replayed that shit and freaking overturned it. But
yeah.
Live action, referees standing around looking at each other, afraid to blow the whistle. Kid runs it back like 65 yards, touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Next series, we go for a freaking tight end screen, roll back the other way, throws it right in the DN's chest. DN runs fucking back, 65 yards, touchdown. Yeah. Lost 28-10. After the game, one of our coaches, and they don't listen to the show, and I don't think anybody knows about the show, so I can talk about this freely. A guy I get along with, but a guy that, like, if you were trying to make a movie about prison, he would be like the fucking prison yard extra, you know what I mean? Just fucking huge black dude, freaking, not saying much more black people in prison than another, but, well, tatted out, right? Gets into an argument with some of the parents. The coach does, right? And he starts freaking claiming, like, well, I'm not claiming, but, like, truth, fucking some kind of, I eat blood, motherfucker, freaking, shoot you motherfuckers up out in the parking lot after the game in front of freaking all these kids, in front of administration and shit.
He's done, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and I just walk out there. I'm like, well, you know, it's not my fucking, I have no frame of reference.
What is he, like, a coordinator?
The D-coordinator.
So he's going to get on the yellow bus, I'm assuming, and some parents see him.
After we got off back at the school.
Oh, so you guys, what do you get on the freeway and just look like a bunch of losers hauling down the freeway?
What do you mean?
After you lose, just heads down. Fucking
silent bus ride. You know how well, I don't know if you swimmers, Rick, and even took buses. Did you guys rollerblade over there with fucking headphones on? Yeah, silent bus ride when you fucking lose a game. That's the way it is.
You get back to the school.
Get back to school and all the parents are there and all that shit. And the kids go in and get all that stuff and they come back out. And one of the parents said something. And I don't even really think the parent says anything. And I got there late. And as soon as I step out and I'm hearing all these fucking gangsta talking, I'm like, I'm going to go back inside.
How did it stop and what happened to
people,
him?
You know, people pulled him away. That was Friday night. I haven't seen him since.
Yeah, dude, he ain't coming back.
He didn't come back Saturday. Yeah, no way, right?
No, dude. I mean, what it was, did they pull him into the office? Or did you see, like, the head coach yelling at him saying, chill out and shit?
No, the head coach is deathly afraid of him. He wasn't even there, actually. He was rigging, you know? That shit don't happen in fucking Chemsford, Mass., Wilmington, Mass., right? Shoot each other?
No, but I do remember in Little League some intense dads who used to chase umpires into like the snack shacks.
That does happen everywhere. But threats of gun violence?
No, that's not cool.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and the thing is, I like the guy. You know what I mean? And I just, maybe just to stay on his fucking good side because he's, you know, one of the few people I know personally that I'm deathly afraid of.
Yeah. What does he do full time?
I don't know, some kind of insurance fucking. He played at Pitt.
Oh, yeah, you told me about him.
Played a little bit, like got some run in some camps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a scary fucking dude. But, you know, and the other guys he was going at it with were, you know, not as scary, but kind of scary in their own way, if that makes sense.
Mm.
But, you know, thuggish. How about that?
Thuggish dads?
Thuggish dads, yeah. Mm. Well, you figure a lot of those dads, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Different. It's a different day and age. You know, they freaking went to high school in fucking 87, 88 and colors and shit. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my old man graduated from high school in 1958. You know what I mean?
Marty McFly.
Yeah, fucking slicked hair and freaking switchblade comb and shit. You know what I mean? Tough guys like smoked fucking Marlboros. You know, those guys probably fucking smoked Sherman crack and shit.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know? But that's interesting. You know, at least we have one more game. If we win, it's some kind of tiebreaker fucking scenario that we go to playoffs or whatever, but if we go to playoffs, we'll probably lose in the first round because we'll be the last seed, and I don't know. I want it to be over with.
So you sound like it.
It wears on me. And I use it as an excuse to not to do shit. You know what I mean? Like, I've been living in my new place now for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's fucking squalor. You know, and I finally went out and got rapid ears today to watch a game just because I cannot watch this Patriot fucking Bronco game out in public.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I have to watch it at home by myself, order Domino's pizza, touch myself fucking to Jennifer Lawrence and the Mockingjay fucking commercials.
Yeah, of course.
You know, between games.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Hunger Games, by the way?
No, I haven't.
The first one's awesome. The second one blows. I'm sure the last two are going to fucking blow. But the original premise of the first one's cool. It's just like Running Man with kids.
Yeah. Dude, I was in Verizon in Marina Del Rey. Getting a phone thing, and all in walks a guy. I'm not looking at him, and I just hear his voice, and I turn around, and it's the guy in Hunger Games, Donald Sutherland. You know the guy?
Dude, fucking Donald Sutherland's a legend.
His voice, and not only did his voice like make my knees buckle, but the way he carried himself, the way he dressed, he looked like a legit like movie star. It was like 100 degrees outside.
He's like old Hollywood.
Yeah, he was wearing like this fucking trench coat, and it was 100 degrees outside, and he didn't know how to use his phone, and he had like three assistants with him, and when he sat down kind of in this little waiting area, they turned the chairs around so he didn't have to face. He just basically faced the wall, so he wasn't facing people.
Were people like clamoring towards him?
No. When he walked in, like everybody's like, "Holy shit, that's who that is." But his voice was like, movie star. And I right then, I obviously I looked him up and I was like, "Oh, he's in the Hunger Games. No wonder everybody's into him."
He's in shit ton of things.
Oh, MASH, right?
He was in MASH, right? He was in friggin' Body Snap. Hey, he's in a fucking ton of things. And he's Kiefer Sutherland's dad.
Yeah, dude, fucking guy. You know the guy.
That's the guy what? I mean, those Hollywood people are fucking strange. Not that I'd, like, have much to do with them. But like you said, the guy's walking around 100-degree weather with a fucking trench coat on.
He had a trench coat. He had a briefcase that looked like it was from the 70s with shit falling out of it. And this pregnant assistant of his, it's almost like he couldn't do anything on his own.
Right.
Like, he didn't know his password to get into the phone, anything. The guy was a fucking idiot.
I'm sure he didn't. I'm surprised he didn't pitch a hissy fit in there, you know? Do you know who I am? Is he American? I guess he is, but he sounds like he's some kind of fucking Brit or something. But yeah, I guess he's American, I would think. I don't know. You looked him up.
Yeah, dude, this was in the summer.
Who gives a fuck? Who cares? No, but it is kind of a cool story. Yeah. That's why you live out here, right?
Yep.
That's the only reason I fucking... And today, days like today, with fucking 68 degrees and fucking beautiful.
Oh, shit.
Today's
nice.
Perfect.
It was beautiful.
Can't beat that.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of fucking attaché cases, your boy Tony Romo bought a bunch of fucking luggage. You see that shit?
That's fucking...
It was like fucking thousands of dollars for this luggage for the freaking Cowboys offensive line.
How do you... When you do something like that, how do you decide what the cutoff is?
Yeah, really.
So, like, because Jason Witten got one, Gavin Escobar didn't. If you're a starting lineman, do you only get it? If you're rotating, you know, or backup, do you get it? I mean, I just...
Right, you're going to hurt somebody's feelings, right?
Well, at work, I get people Christmas gifts, and it's not much, and it's not many people, but it's the same sort of thing. I've got to cut people out.
Yeah, right.
And I sit there and say, ah, that person sucked.
That's why I don't do it. I just don't do it. I'm a fucking Scrooge. I don't give gifts to fucking nobody. I gave out dental floss at fucking in Halloween. No, I didn't give out anything. I had a game. Thank God. It gave me an excuse not to fucking do anything. I had a game. You know what I mean? I just come up with some fucking lame costume that I pull out of my ass last minute. Romo's done, kid. No? Is he playing next week in London? Do you go to London? Do you get to go to London?
No. I only know one person going over there, actually. But we did these shirts. They're actually pretty cool. They're white shirts that say whatever the name of the game is, like the exchange game or the overseas, and they're selling it at DFW at the airport, and they're selling it in the team stores, and they're selling it online. It's basically just... It says London, and it's in the London colors of their flag, you know, the kind of red, white, and blue, whatever it is. So it's a cool shirt, and it's just a basic one. They're selling a shitload of them.
And that adds to your bank account?
No, not mine, unfortunately. I don't have anyone out here that gives a shit about it.
So what's the deal? Tony Romo's fucking broke two bones in his back, but they say it's really not a big deal because, like, Mark Stemnowski did the same thing and played for fucking every game.
Yeah, it's not... The vertebrae, I guess it's on the side, so it's not load-bearing, so I don't understand.
Still not good, though. Oh, you guys have so many fucking back surgeries and shit. You know, it's just not to go. Should have drafted Johnny.
I can't even imagine. Dude, if it was you or I, we probably wouldn't even be upright. You know, like, I never mind going to play a football game. But they said he's, you know, they fly over tomorrow night, and they said that he's making the trip.
Right, but you get as many painkillers as I can get my hands on.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I can't move.
I mean, it's not like those guys are flying, you know, it's not like, you know, they're in row 26C next to the shitter, you know, like stuffed in, you know, next to some fat ass. Those guys are all, you know, traveling very comfortable, so it shouldn't be too bad for them.
It feels like a week is a lifetime in football and fucking the NFL, but I mean, just last week they were making this big deal about now the Cowboys got a whole new set of problems. It wasn't even a week ago they were making a big deal about Jerry Jones being on the field,
yeah.
Which was nothing. This fucking owner can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, Arthur Blank's always down there trolling Mike Smith.
Yeah, and Ben Bobby Kraft was down there today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they were making such a big deal about fucking them losing to the Redskins, which... Did you say shit after with Colt McCoy and their fucking PA assistant, whatever the fucking media guy?
Yeah,
like,
no
means no.
those guys are crazy, man. The Patriots have had that guy Stacey James for a real long time, kind of handling that. And I think those guys think they're a little bit more important than they actually are.
Of course they do. All those fucking guys, like, you think you're more important than you are. I think I'm more important than I am. But I mean, you know, everybody's like that nowadays.
Yeah, yeah,
man.
I guess you're right.
But yeah. It's fucking, no means no. Oh, that was awesome. That was like a freaking perfect Vine if I vined, although I think I have a Vine account, but I don't even know how to get on it. I'm like fucking Donald Sutherland. I have no idea. How do I get on this thing?
Vine.
Vine. Oh, kid, I want to just Vine Peyton fucking Manning's face. You know, let's just get back to this shit again for a minute. Not only is Tom Brady better, he's a better fucking teammate. I don't care what anyone says. Peyton bitches about everything.
Well, that shitty... I remember a couple years ago when he bitched out his old lineman or called him out, and some guys kind of got pissed off at him, and then he... You remember that one time he called his kicker drunk? So he definitely seems to kind of point the finger a little quicker than Tommy Terrific.
Yeah, Brady's fucking awesome, kid. I'm fucking... I don't want him to ever go away. It's contrary to the Chris Millers of the world saying one freaking Garoppolo. I think Brady's got at least three more years in him with top-notch quarterbacks. The guy drives the fucking football. Just watch him throw the football. Yeah. Peyton looks like he got a fucking noodle arm because he kind of does.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't dispute with the numbers. Yep. You know, the show numbers don't lie. By the way, that show was fucking awful. In the PE office, the fucking new PE teacher fucking puts on the... ESPN on his computer, and numbers don't lie, and I've watched it for the first time. Have you watched that fucking dribble?
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Who are those people? Was it J.A. Adande? Is that fucking one of them?
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
And
some of those
that woman?
Is it the black or white chick?
They're both black. Is it black chick?
No, it's Michael Smith.
Okay.
Michael A. Smith, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stephen A. Michael whatever. No, Stephen and then Jameel Hill. Jameel Hill.
Oh.
She's an LA chick.
Brutal. I don't know how people watch that shit.
Numbers don't lie.
You know, numbers don't lie. Numbers do fucking lie, because you can distort numbers and just fucking say anything you want.
I agree.
You can have numbers saying that freaking Peyton Manning's better quarterback than Tom Brady. Fuck that. And that's why I love, like, you know, guys like Steve Young. They'd be like, I love Peyton, but he's no Tom Brady. That's my Steve Young impersonation, by the way. Freaking, and then no Brandon Wetton. Where the fuck he is? Let's get back to the college game, kid. Did you watch college football this weekend?
Yes.
Good answer.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch. I mean, I watched the key games. I watched ASU at night.
Who did they play?
ASU played Utah at home. Won overtime, last second field goal. And then I watched the UCLA U of A game. UCLA won.
Which is
brutal.
Rose Bowl. And UCLA looks fucking awful. And they beat Arizona.
Yeah. And then the other one was the main game, the Auburn Ole Miss. I had two buddies that were down. They flew down there to go to that game. And they said that the Grove and Ole Miss is fucking awesome.
And that was fucking tragic. That kid just dropped the ball at the fucking half inch line.
Yep.
Come on. I mean, look at. I guess the pain was intolerable, but just fucking like he was shot at the fucking half inch line.
Yep.
Ball game. Over. Ole Miss is done.
Oh, dude, they're done. That's the second loss, right?
Yeah, it's back-to-back weeks.
Oof.
Over.
God, man, and, you know, I think about everybody at Ole Miss, all the retail stores, fucking everybody. Everybody was riding that. Now these two losses, that the buzz around that campus and everything just has to fall through the floor. No one gives a shit anymore.
No one gives a shit. Well, you shouldn't say that. I mean,
well, they're going to go to a Fiesta Bowl or something. Good for them. But
they go for a decent bowl. You know, they still could beat Mississippi State and knock them off because Mississippi State did not look all that good the other day. Who they end up playing? They played Arkansas. They beat them 17-10.
Yeah.
They're not good.
Arkansas hasn't won a fucking SEC game in, was it, last 18 tries?
Really?
Yeah. There's some. Yeah.
That bad?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, that guy that's a coach there.
Bielema?
Yeah, why would... I mean, I guess SEC's bigger than the Big Ten, so I get that. But you're going from a powerhouse in the Big Ten to the doormat of the SEC.
Right. I think it's cash money, yo. Yeah. I mean, they freaking paid him a ton of money. I know. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin's freaking no joke.
Oh, the campus, everything about it, it's gorgeous up there.
Oh, Florida State. I was watching that game. I was freaking in between doing something. And all of a sudden, I look up and Louisville's up 21-0.
Same here.
And you just... knew that fucking Florida State was going to come back and find a fucking way to do it, and they did again. But, you know, hey, I get to the point where now it's like everybody hates Jameis Winston so much, I fucking almost like I'm like a bad guy, like, you know, Ric Flair or fucking Roddy Piper back in the day, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just going to anybody in there is fucking just with venom hating fucking Jameis Winston. And it's almost like, good. You know what I mean? Oh, boy. BC over Vatek. That's a huge one. Not really. Vatek's fucking terrible. Frank Beam is terrible. He looks like a fucking Halloween mask.
Well, he got burned, right?
Yeah, I know. It's either a car accident. It's kind of a low blow. But that team sucks.
That used to be bad. Was it back in like 90?
Well, they've always been. They've always been a name.
But the Vic years, like, and Marcus Randall, their other quarter. They had a couple good quarterbacks.
Oh, sure. The Jim Druckenmiller years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, they've perennially been decent, but just not good enough. But that was one of those teams you always looked up. You're like, how the fuck is Virginia Tech 12 in the nation?
Yeah.
They're 4-5 now. Good for fucking BC. BC turning it around? No. Who knows? Who cares, right? You don't care.
I fucking don't care.
I care a little bit. Johnny Manziel tweeted out his phone number. Did you see that shit?
I did.
Fucking, and it was his real number, evidently.
Yeah, but he was trying to, I guess, direct message it, probably to a chick.
What is he, Donald Sutherland? He can't fucking... You're right, though. He should have his own Twitter person that didn't even fucking... He didn't even have to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah.
To a chick. I mean, come on, Johnny. Do you really need to be fucking...
Or what? Who knows what he's giving it to? But did you see the thing of him yelling at the ref, man? He kind of...
No.
He sat courtside when LeBron made his comeback the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there's a video of him just swearing and talking shit to a ref.
Swearing at him?
Yeah.
How so?
I think he was like, bullshit call. I forget exactly what it was. I mean, it's nothing that would be any worse than anything you or I would say, but I think Johnny Manziel probably shouldn't be saying that.
Johnny don't know. He just doesn't. I think he's dumb. He just doesn't realize fucking everything he does. And he just doesn't give a fuck, which is what I like about him.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
That's why he should be freaking on the Dallas Cowboys. You know, they need something. Fucking Brandon Wheaton. Fucking, I don't know. They're due for a swoon. They're 6-3. I would guarantee you they're gonna give me no better than 10-6. I mean, guarantee is a strong word. I can't use that word. I would wager that they're not gonna be better than 10-6. Who they play next week in London?
Jacksonville. That's a win.
Should be, but you know, fucking Tony sitting on that plane the whole time.
You're right. I think that they'll probably get 3 points. I mean,
10-6. You know, 11-5 bounced out in the first round. And this is a perfect example. And we talked last week about how, you know, Denver was supposedly the most fucking popular team in the country. No fucking way.
No way.
You know, it's just in my own little fucking sphere of fucking high school students. One kid said something to me about, oh, Denver's going to beat New England. Mm-hmm. If the Patriots are playing Dallas or Pittsburgh, there would have been freaking 20 kids mm-hmm. fucking up in your grill talking about that shit. And I know one guy I made a bet with at a bar I go to. He was a freshman in high school at Columbine when fucking the shit went down, which he actually said it made a lot of sense. Like, he like reaped a ton of benefits off that shit because, you know, they were freshmen and that shit went down. And he said for like the next 3 years, he was on the lacrosse team and people would pay for that lacrosse team to go all over the fucking country. Mm-hmm. He said they would go to these freaking schools and like high schools in Maryland and fucking New Jersey and upstate New York and just get fucking rip-roaring drunk and have sex with the high school fucking girl lacrosse players and shit like that. He said it was awesome.
Oh, fuck.
He said it was worth it.
I get that. I mean, they're almost, I don't know what you call it, like a circus. You know, they come to town and everyone's like, oh, shit, the kids
right, they had parades for them and shit, literally. Mm-hmm. Like, they would have parties and banquets for this fucking, he's like, I didn't do anything. I sat under my desk for fucking 3 hours until somebody came in and said it was all right, you know?
Yeah.
But, hey, people, you know, people like to feel good about that stuff. And I guess you do something for them. I don't know. Whatever. High school tragedies. Have you been watching? Have you seen anything about the shit they're saying that the turf, the field turf, you know, the rubber balls and the field turf? You know, field turf.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. I understand it. Yeah. So the little black things, it looks like the dirt that pops up. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, the stuff when they show super slow-mo and the ball hits the fucking
shit's flying up.
It comes up. Evidently, there's a pretty strong link to freaking cancer. I guess there's a bunch of girl soccer players, goalies, in particular goalies, that are coming up with this one specific type of lymph node cancer that, you know, I'd sound like a fool if I try to pronounce the name of it. But there's, throughout the country, all these fucking soccer goalies, particularly women for some reason, are coming up with this cancer. And the link they say, and it makes sense, is that because they're fucking diving on the turf so much that they're getting that shit in their mouth and their eyes and in their ears, and that they're coming down with this particular form of cancer. Imagine if they could ever really fucking, you know, the money's going to be the other way fighting it. You know what I mean? Like smoking. You know, how many years did the smoking industry get away with saying, oh, smoking nut, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Not to cut you off, but dude, we're talking about the smoking industry is one of the strongest, you know, well-backed companies and industries in the world. This turf thing, if it did come up, turf would be fucking pulled up in a half hour.
Yeah, my point is, you'd be surprised how many people are making millions of dollars off that shit because it's everywhere, one.
Well, I was just driving through a nice part of town the other day, dude, and huge fucking lawn. And they were, you know, normally when you see them putting down sod and all that stuff, it was all this fake. So it's not only, generally I associate the fake grass with some cheesy house looking shit. Not anymore, dude. I mean, it looks so good
now. It's a $1 billion industry.
Yeah.
So, and right. Did a lawyer up, you know, and you, all you have to do is keep pushing it back 10, 20, 30 years.
Yep.
They're like, no, you can't. And how are they going to test it? Okay, we're going to bring a bunch of, you know, 14-year-old girls in and be like, okay, eat a spoonful of this fucking rubber pellets and see if you come down with cancer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if they do, rip that shit. I mean, that's a big fucking deal. Rip that shit out of everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If they could prove it. I mean, it makes sense because I guess there's all types of, like, cadmium and stuff in the tires.
Tires. So you think that the goal, is it specific to girls or the guy goalies as well?
In the piece I saw, it was a bunch of girls.
You would think that football players would be on the turf just as much, no?
That was my initial reaction. But the more I thought about it, and they were showing the drills, the girls are like, dive,
yeah,
dive, dive. Whereas guys, not so much. You know, you're on your feet a lot. You know, mm-hmm. You do obviously hit the ground.
Guys can kind of cover more ground without going down.
But you're generally not repetition 100 times on the ground.
I hear you.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, but they might be able to. I'm just saying, you know, fuck, if they really can prove that, that's some shit. You can get on that thing. And, you know, there's something with the, you were alluding to earlier about quarterbacks.
I think it was one of those. It wasn't an E60. It was a board of a Brian Gumbel's Real Sports, whatever. And they basically were trying to talk about the high ratio of NFL quarterbacks, current and past, that have the kids that have handicaps and Jim Kelly
autism boomers, and shit, yeah. Right?
And they were thinking that it's all related to the pesticides that they put in the grass. The cow eats it. Kill the cow, make it into rawhide, make it into the football. Guys licking their fingers, touching the football, touching the tongue.
Yeah. What about a fucking eating steak? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't know. You're absolutely
it's
right.
It's probably some kind of shellac or something they put on the footballs. You're probably just not misremembering, but I don't know. Some kind of glaze they fucking put on it. I don't know.
Honey glaze?
Honey glaze. No, but you know what I mean. They put some freaking things on it. But who Boomer Esiason's kids got? Well, that's cystic fibrosis. That's a different thing.
Yeah. It just was all like, I mean, you got autism. You've got Jim Kelly's kid that passed away.
Jim Kelly's kid passed away?
Yeah.
From
Gunner?
What?
Gunner? Or is that Boomer? Is that
that's Boomer's kid. I think he's still alive, no?
Boomer Esiason's kid's alive, and he's a high school football coach. Jim Kelly's kid died a long time ago.
Huh.
I think his name was Hunter, too, man.
Yeah, Hunter Kelly, Hunter Esiason.
I think so, yeah.
I wouldn't doubt. That was a big name in the early 90s for those types of guys. Mm. Hunter.
But speaking of that, dude, I think that you and I are in the age now where fucking everybody has kids.
And it's well, like, and most of my friends, sure.
Yeah. There's not a goddamn normal name on any of these kids. There's no Bobby, Roger, Tommy, Dave, Brian. It's Caden, Aiden, Madison, Peyton.
Yeah, right. Well, it's become, because there's all types of research said that if you had a kid with a unique name, they were going to be special. So everybody went and fucking gave their kids unique names, but that what ended up happening is the unique name became freaking the average name.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess it'll go back.
You see it once in a while. You'll see a Tom or a Chris. I guess that's just all just cyclical, you know? That was your point?
My point is the two worst names in the world, Seth and Todd. I don't. That's it. No debating.
Kid, I went to a school with a bunch of Todds. You know,
it just comes off as just a cocksucker.
Todd, I guess I don't know. I could fucking say that about a lot of different names other than, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry. Nobody names a kid Dick anymore. Unfortunately, because Dick's a fucking awesome name.
Strong.
Dickie White. Props to Dickie White.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Sure. Stonehill homie.
Did he play football?
Though? Absolutely. And he was freaking great. He's our best player.
Oh, that's right.
One of them anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. I thought he did track.
He both.
Oh, fuck.
He's one of those kids that if he had gone to a D1 school, could have like walked on and like been a player.
Wow.
You know what I mean? He didn't really work out that much, just a freaking athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And then his brother was fucking the opposite. It was kind of a fucking, well. And I hear shit talk to Bullet. Props to Bullet Bob White as well. I'm here to shit talk fucking Peyton Manning and Jim Nance. Is it me or just fucking Jim Nance blows fucking Peyton Manning? So doesn't freaking Phil Sims. But I don't mind Phil Sims. I can't stand Jim Nance.
They kind of blow Tom Brady, too, dude.
They do blow Tom Brady, but he's fucking deserving.
I mean, one of my buddies, he's always sending texts and bitching and moaning about everything, and he sent the text out about Nance and Sims blowing Belichick, Brady. And I mean, did you hear Phil Sims talking about Gronk? Even he's talking about Gronkowski and how he's happy. He's like, Gronk is doing his thing, lifting weights. Like, dude, basically he's alluding to, but he can't say, Gronk is a fucking party animal.
Yeah.
And he's drinking, and he's getting a lot of acid.
And he gets away with everything. He gets away with anything he wants.
And then, actually, in Sports Illustrated this week, his brother was featured in an article.
Which one?
That's at Kansas State.
Really?
Yeah, he's drives a turquoise Hummer at Kansas State, and he's a bartender.
And he gets all kinds of women.
That's how the article started up. That girl's like kind of shrieked running away, saying, "We got served by Gronk." I mean, the kid just must be blowing up.
Ugh.
I am a little tired of the whole Gronk family story, though, how they're all trying to kind of hang on and make a buck from him.
You know what I mean?
He's got his three brothers that
I'm fucking tired of that as well, but the fucker produces. So.
Yeah, that's true.
And he produces for the Patriots, so.
He's the best.
He is the best. He's a motherfucker bringing run blocker, too. That's why I really like him. That fucking guy knocks people back.
Dude, you know what? You don't even hear shit about Aaron Hernandez anymore.
I mean, yeah, you do. Like he just filed to get a change of venue out of Bristol County, and
I do hear that, but I mean, you don't even. It's not like, oh, we're missing Hernandez or any of that shit anymore. Kind of like last year, you heard about him maybe in more of we miss him during the game or with the Patriots, and now that's kind of washed away. And
yeah, but how long are you going to lament over the motherfucker? You know what I mean?
Good point.
Oh, fucking, you know, 2020. Oh, we just had Aaron Hernandez.
That's true.
You
that's
know?
True. It's true.
But he would help. Fucker was an athlete.
He was stud.
And he was a big fucking target that Tom could get the ball to. Even today, the one interception he threw, you see Amendola went up like, fucking Bailey. You saw fucking, I almost feel bad for Wes now, huh?
Oh, yeah, his back. When he got
who knows? He might have got concussed, kid. You got fucking whiplashed.
Yeah, yeah.
You got fucking stuck. But it was the same type of thing. And Jim Nance, another fucking Jim, he's like, you got to wonder with all the head injuries. Shut the fuck up. You think Wes Welker's out there running like, ooh, I had a head injury. You know what I mean? He's just fucking playing. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for Wes, but I was talking to that kid that went to Columbine. He was like, oh, you New Englanders turned your back on Wes Welker. I said, that's not true. Any Patriot fan I know appreciates Wes Welker. Still was a little disappointed that he's did a couple things that fucking really cost him. You know, like that one catch, and everyone's like, oh, well, some people are like, Brady underthrew him. Like, Brady underthrew him because he's fucking little.
Yeah.
He has
to
fucking put the ball in fucking right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right, I'm with you.
Little Cole Beasley. Ugh. Like I said, I fucking had to watch Joe Buck today because I was watching the ring in. He was either watching the San Diego game, which was ridiculous. Fucking San Diego. Ugh. They could talk about Philip Rivers.
They started at 5-1. Now they're 5-4. Yeah.
And, Philip Rivers, you know, I said he's so fucking underrated, he's overrated, because they blow Philip Rivers any fucking chance they get.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. I mean, how many times does against a team like Miami, does an elite quarterback look like he fucking looked today?
Man.
So I had to watch the Cowboys, Cardinals, and everybody's blowing the Cardinals, too, with everyone's in the Bruce Arians train. The thing with the Cardinals is they fucking got ballers on D.
I know, dude, and they're missing fucking two of the best guys. Darrell Washington.
And Dansby?
Dockett.
Donnell Dockett, yeah.
Yeah, and Darrell Washington suspended for the year for drugs.
Right.
I mean, Matthew's a player. I mean, they got some good guys, man. And fuck, I love fucking watching Carson Palmer throw the ball. Dude, that guy is just a fucking cannon.
Yeah. I don't know. They look flawed to me. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. What the fuck do I know, though, about anything?
They won't win it, and my theory is because the Super Bowl's in their hometown. They won't even get there.
Has that ever happened? Has anybody ever played in a Super Bowl?
Maybe I don't think
cracks,
so.
There's a research is fucking looking that up. But
hey, get on it, kid.
I don't know. I fucking Google, fucking dig 2 seconds. I mean, New Orleans, never? No. Well, that one year? No. There wasn't in New Orleans, was it? No, I don't think it was.
You know, the only one I could maybe think of, and this is only because I've seen the highlights, would be the Miami Dolphins when they were in the Super Bowl in the 80s.
Yeah, good point.
I remember seeing highlights, and that looked like the old Orange Bowl. That might be it.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I don't know if anyone
Fuck
has.
Google. Just fucking listen to me.
Of course, Joe Buck made a fucking big deal today. You know, Bruce Arians said, don't let anybody be in your locker for the Super Bowl. Ooh, I'm fucking thinking about that and drinking. But that team is talented, though. They got tons of receivers, and they still don't get ringing Larry Fitzgerald the ball enough.
That guy John Brown looks like he's playing it fast forward. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's fast as hell. I know.
He looks like he's flying around, though.
Oh, man. There's freaking it's always interesting, the NFL. It's fun. That's why I fucking watch it and do this bullshit all the time. But fucking Washington, Minnesota, did you watch that game?
A little bit of it, yeah.
Freaking, I didn't watch it, but I watched the freaking highlights, kid. RG3's back. I didn't even know that.
Dude, I don't know, man. He didn't do too bad, but I mean.
Yeah, it's like two members of the fucking Deltones or some kind of Philly fucking Motown fucking, you know, Teddy Bridgewater and Bobby Griffin III. You know what I mean? Teddy Bridgewater looked good, too. He fucking is good.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to get Adrian Peterson back. You read that bullshit today? They say he's going to plead it down to a misdemeanor. It took it all year. This is week 9, right?
Oh, shit. Long time.
Week 9.
You literally forgot about it.
Yeah. I mean, well, somewhat. You almost feel bad for him. Although, I think Minnesota, there's all types of tweets. There's a big Halloween costume being Adrian Peterson, but you know, the more I've thought about it, the more I've let that process settle in. He shouldn't have been fucking suspended for this fucking all that. What does it prove? He's still getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's actually probably more of a punishment to put him out there and fucking get his ass beat.
Yeah, he's saving himself.
Than to pay him. It's more like, oh, just sit in the sideline. You're going to pay me fucking $1 million a week to sit here and do nothing? Woo, big punishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, might as well stick him
out
there.
Yeah, I mean, you're saving him.
You're saving him. Not that they're going to freaking do anything.
No.
But, you know, fucking he's sitting at home. He's fresh as hell. And I tell you, from my years of coaching experience, when somebody doesn't practice.
Oh, talking about practice.
For a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then they come back. They are always a step ahead of everybody else for a few days.
But they're not out of sync, not knowing the plays and shit?
That's overrated, but in terms of just freshness.
Oh, yeah.
If they've been out like 2 weeks for non-injury purposes, you know, whatever it is, and they come back, they're always, even if they're not even that good, they're always a step ahead of everybody else.
Gotcha.
Which makes you think, you know, and I think I talked about our JV team last week, right? And how they were fucking.
Yeah, they didn't practice.
Practice is overrated, you know? I think you have to have fresh legs. I think you have to be at your peak performance, and I think the daily grind and the week-to-week grind, it's not a natural thing. I don't know. I guess it is a natural thing to switch a kid, but I think freaking Minnesota's going to be all right in the near future. Bridgewater's fucking good. Adrian Peterson's good. We'll see. I don't think they're going to cut him.
No way.
I don't think they
could. Not anymore. Remember, we were talking about this same thing. I mean, I know it's kind of similar to Ray Rice, but, dude, it seems like both those storms have passed and, you know, whatever
Ray Rice has got the appeals coming up this week.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to touch him.
Yeah, you say that, yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to touch him. I don't think they should. Oh, I don't think anybody should freaking. Did you see Percy Harvin today?
No.
Michael Vick, he had 11 catches, 121 yards. Michael Vick was like...
Did they win?
No, they lost to Kansas City 28-10. Why do I want the Jets to win now? I fucking hate the Jets.
You do feel bad for Rex because I mean, fuck, what do I know? But I'm assuming that guy's, you know, he's such a player. Kind
they
of
love
guy,
him.
And he's given just as much effort as those guys are giving him, so...
Yeah, they love him. The players love him. Michael Vick is a specimen. Oh, Percy Harvin's a fucking specimen.
Yep.
You know? I think Kansas City's asleep. Well, obviously, I don't know if they're sleepers after seeing what they did in New England, but Kansas City's fucking good.
Yeah.
They dropped a few games. You know, that's a team that's scary coming up. See the Patriots schedule coming up in the next few weeks?
Yeah, we talked about last week. Yeah. The fucking murderer's row of QBs, right?
Yeah.
So who do they have?
What?
I mean, like, who is, I mean, they got Green Bay.
Green Bay, Indianapolis, Detroit, which... you know, I don't speak that highly of Matt Stafford, but their defense is good and they can be a bitch, you know.
Yeah, Sue fucking hates Tom Brady. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Miami freaking look, you know, really good today. Miami is solid. They're fast up front. You know, I don't care what anyone fucking says. I want San Francisco out. Kid, I fucking, in the last year or two, and some of my best friends out here, big San Francisco fans, fuck it. Did you see them go for it today on fourth down, which I actually kind of liked? But how do you score 10 points at home versus the Rams?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, you know?
The Rams.
Yeah, well, the fucking...
The Los Angeles Rams.
You think they're coming?
I mean, I know we've talked about it, but yeah, I'd have to guess it's going to be them.
Yeah. Going back and forth in the college game, because I had to talk about this, because we've been freaking talking about Maryland the last fucking... Did you see Maryland come out and the captains would not shake hands with the Penn State captains?
I didn't watch it, but I read about it a little bit. What was that about? Are they just trying to be hardos?
Trying to be fucking tough guys. Trying to intimidate the Nittany Lions.
They win or lose.
They won because the Nittany Lions are inept right now. And they came out with their fucking flashy, fucking stupid Maryland fucking...
the flag?
Yeah, Maryland. Baltimore and Maryland has become my fucking second most hated city.
While we're fucking motoring through college here, did you see fucking Texas A&M's uniforms?
The old throwbacks.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And just, you know, you talk about how the NFL, what it changes a week. Think about that kid, Kenny Hill. Fucking, he was a stud the first week. Kenny Trill or whatever they call him. Now he's out. That kid Kyle Allen's in, the number one recruit in the country from Arizona.
But I think, not to cut you off, I think Kenny Hill did something, though.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying he did. But regardless if he did or he got hurt or he just sucked it up, like, dude, he was in, I mean, he was a god 1 week and now he's done. Now, this one obviously is his own doing. It's a little different than getting injured. But, you know, it's crazy to see. You're never safe, I guess, in that.
No. So much of his circumstances were, but he is a true freshman. I'm sure he'll be all right. And everyone's like, oh, it's a system. It's not even freaking Johnny
Kenny Manziel. Kenny Hill's not. He's a sophomore.
He is? He was there last year?
Yeah. Yeah, he was behind Manziel. The kid Kyle Allen is there. And then they've got a kid, the number one recruit in the country, coming next year.
The number one recruit in the country coming to Texas A&M? Something about Texas A&M. They're getting shit done. I don't know why. Ken, I got fucking 1,000 things I want to talk about when you got 15 minutes left.
All right, let's go fucking speed
as fast
up.
I can. Kelvin Benjamin said he ran a fucking slow 40 time on purpose so he could play for the Carolina Panthers. I think that's awesome.
Hilarious. That is cool.
Yeah. Oh, I think Carolina's going to take me. I'm going to slow their shit down. It's just fun to fucking even say. Tommy Bowden popping off about Condoleezza Rice being on the committee. Thank you, Tommy Bowden. You're fucking right. Condoleezza Rice should not be on the selection committee for the freaking playoffs. Right? What? That's a fucking PR fucking stunt. She knows nothing.
That's true.
Put her in a fucking... So many... Literally thousands of guys that know more about... Well, it could be girls as well.
No,
that know
you're
more
right.
About college football than her.
She's way smarter than... I guarantee you than, you know, you or I could be. But I bet you're probably more plugged into... college and all that shit.
Oh, I would just love to see a drop a fucking buck sweep. I'd like to see a drop a fucking dive option, and then we can talk.
So you think you have to know that stuff to be on there?
Yeah. I think there's a fundamental X's and O's type of thing that you should be able to know that would, yeah. I mean, okay. It's not fucking hot stuff, you know? I mean, it's not.
Tommy Bowden's the one that was the coach that got canned at Auburn, right?
Yeah, he was at Auburn for a little while and
got in trouble.
Yeah, Clemson or something. Fucking, how does Georgia lose to Florida like that? And now they're saying Florida can fucking get in the SEC championship. How's it even work?
I know, man. When I watch them play, I always think of you yelling about Muschamp.
Yeah, and now it's all of a sudden I look up and they could be playing in the SEC championship.
Crazy.
Overrated. I do think the SEC is not what it was like. Even just like 2-3 years ago, they suspended Todd Gurley, you know, 2 more games because he's signing his name for money. Heaven forbid somebody signed their name from fucking money.
How did Jameis Winston get off the hook on that? And is that still going? I mean, it seems like Jameis Winston's kind of.
I know.
His shit's kind of died down too. You know what I mean?
Teflon. Jameis Winston just gets away with shit.
He's the man.
He is. That's what I like about him, you know? Dirty's playing the game and fucking, woo, always freaking walking away with the titles. They could win it again this year.
Jumping in, did you watch Boz? 30 for 30 on Brian Bosworth?
I'm snoozing on all that shit. No, I would have loved to.
Pretty good. Not great. Not my favorite 30 for 30. Not even close. But a sad story, sort of. I mean, it, you know, obviously they kind of play up, you know, his dad and all that shit and whatever, but... You know, he was a fucking idiot. He kind of threw his whole career down the drain because of trying to be this hardo. But, man, they showed he was phenomenal when he was at his peak all over the field.
Yeah. And they always, and people love, and anybody, even a layman you talk about, if they know anything about Brian Bosworth, they always talk about Bo Jackson running him over. It really wasn't that bad. He really didn't have the angle on Bo Jackson, and it was fucking Bo Jackson.
Oh, no, I mean? And he talked about that. I mean, dude, Bo Jackson's time was like 6'2", 250, like a machine.
And he was on the side of him. It wasn't like he was square up in the hole on him. He was like, oh, shit, I'm trying to fucking bring this guy. And he did bring him down. He was fucking 2 yards in the end zone. But
so if that play started 10 yards further away, he wouldn't have scored because he did bring him down. You know what I mean?
Talk about one of those things in folklore.
But they talk about his agent and why he ended up in Seattle and da-da-da, so kind
of. The whole, I don't know if they talked about it, but I remember the whole poster, the monster DB, so he could wear 44. They were going to say, hey, he's a defensive back.
Yeah.
Did they talk about that?
Yeah, they talk about all this shit.
He's a strong safety, they say. He's going to be an outside linebacker, strong safety, so he can wear 44, which I agree with. He should be able to wear that shit. What the fuck?
Yep.
How about the guy, the Denver, speaking of Denver.
The guy that walked off?
The fucking walked off, and they found him like 130 miles away from the stadium.
Well, two things, or actually one thing, remember the Rob Baronis, the guy that got killed?
Yep, a couple weeks ago.
His wife said he had one beer.
Yeah.
He ended up being shit canned.
Right.
This guy's family is like, this guy's the nicest guy in the world. Right. He wasn't drinking. Dude, yeah, the guy was
drunk,
fucking...
And they checked all these rehab centers to see if he had checked himself.
Yeah. Like, come on. And you... He said he had enough of football. The guy must have been fucking hammered and then just walked out on everybody. Who does that? Oh, he doesn't want a cell phone and all that stuff. I mean, they kind of glorify the guy, but you know he was wrecked and, you know, people are kind of trying to protect him.
Right, wicked bad fucking drunk.
It's got to be humiliating for the family.
Eh, who fucking knows? How many people have podcasts? I don't even know the fucking guy's name and talk about that. Speaking of humiliation, you fucking see that video of Joe Randall? What the hell? You didn't see the video that came out?
I don't want to watch it.
He was offering the cop that booked him, the woman cop, $100 for a massage.
What's wrong with that?
He said...
Talking about the guys is not cool.
Yeah, well, you did see that. He said that...
I heard about it, and the players are pissed. I mean,
yeah, Bryant. He said Dez slapped his mama, and he didn't get suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of true, and Dez did slap his mama and caught, what, one ball today? Two balls today? Fuck all that. You know, it's another Joe Buck, Troy Aikman thing, although I do like Troy Aikman. Guilty pledge. I think Troy Aikman has some insight. But they're talking about, like, you can't force the ball to him. Fuck that. I get talk about it all the time. Hand the ball to him.
Yeah.
Get him the ball somehow. He is their best player. Don't go the whole game without giving him the ball.
You're right. You know, like, Percy Harvin seems to be, when they use him, like, he's kind of, I don't know, doing sweeps or doing that shit behind. You never see Dez really doing anything else other than going out to the end, pointing to the ref, making sure he's on sides, and then going. He's never, there's not really a ton of creativity to use him.
Which is another thing of Lex, they got the ball to Percy 11 times for 100 and some yards. Yeah, and they didn't win the game. But Rex is a guy that knows, hey, we got to get the ball in the hands of a guy who can go.
Yeah.
They're not winning, but shit. Speaking of the 30-30s in the NFL, that's the one thing. I do miss the NFL Network, but there's got to be a way I can get that shit online. You see the Ricky Williams one? I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, that's old, though.
Is it old? The Ricky, not 30 for 30, the Football Life?
Oh, no. I watched the Football Life on LaDainian Tomlinson, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then the one on Doug Flutie, obviously, you know, close to heart. But both of those was fantastic. Football Life, I imagine, on Ricky Williams is sick.
Ricky said, if I do it all again, I never would play in the NFL. So I just would try to play baseball and said, forget it. Ricky's awesome. Ricky needs to be in the Hall of Fame just because of his freaking Hall of Fame speech. Would be awesome. And he was ridiculously good when he played.
How do we get him on the show, man?
I know. I told you what I did for the career of Icky Woods.
Yeah, how did you just call him and say, hey, dude?
You see Icky Woods on TV every Sunday now because of this program.
Woo!
Simple as that, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it? They force feed you like a fucking goose with fucking, you know, pate or whatever the fuck. Them, you know, force feeding the fucking goose. They force feed you those same commercials every fucking game. The Hans and Franz commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I love Hans and Franz. I told you about that. But they pound you with that. And they pound you with the Icky Woods.
It's not that. Fucking, you feel like you've watched all these shows between all the commercials when they're trying to show you, like, you know, the new CSI and shit and whatever. It's like, dude.
Oh, kid, how is fucking LL Cool J in a legitimate dramatic role on the number one show in the fucking country? LL Cool J is. And I love fucking... You know, ladies love Cool James, no doubt about it.
No doubt.
What the fuck? What kind of world are we living in? It's the number one show.
Him and Ice-T.
Well, Ice-T has been long off that show.
Yeah.
But the number one show, in the country right now is
CSI.
NCIS Los Angeles. So it's like top three.
Mm-hmm.
It's LL fucking Cool J. And it's that other fucking show, Big Bang Theory. I don't know how anybody watches that shit, man. I don't care. Geeks aren't fucking cool. Maybe I'm fucking from a different generation, but geeks aren't fucking cool. And it's like McDonald's fucking winter commercial fucking trying to make... Winter's not fucking cool either. Snow is not cool. Sorry. I don't know why it came from fucking that. No, what's cool, though? Tom Menino. Dead. 71 years old. Longest acting man in the history of the city of Boston. 1994. Do you know that?
I knew he was around, man. Fuck. That's right around when I left.
Yeah, you bailed, huh?
Yeah. So I do remember. I just know he was famous for not being able to say anyone's names correctly.
Oh, and he was a great freaking working class fucking Democrat.
He never figured out the parking situation in South Boston.
Nobody could. Nobody can. It's fucking ridiculous.
I talked to Lucino about that, and that's his crutch.
Menino?
Well, no, just getting somebody in there in Southie to park. Because Lucky lives down there. And that's his thing. He can't stand how these people put fucking sofas out and all this shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I wouldn't want to live there. That's why I don't live there. All right, I got to fucking throw this one up because this freaking really caught my eye. You know how the NFL's going nuts with these, you know, off pass interference penalties and whatnot? You saw him today. Brandon Brown is going to bite him in the ass because he's just got to... And I like Brown. I like the way he plays. He's big, big physical corner, but he's going to get penalties on him. Offensive pass interference are up this year from 45 last year to this point to 62. Illegal use of the hands defensively. Last year at this point, there were 27 calls. This year, there are 79 fucking calls.
Oof.
Illegal contacts, defensive contacts, 25 last year at this time, 84 now. Defensive holding, 109 last year, 196 this year. So it's up like 75%. Scoring, last year at this point, 23.3 per game, per team. This year, 23.4. Fucking no difference in scoring.
Right.
Okay? Pass attempts, last year, 35.2. This year, 35.4. All it's doing is slowing the fucking game down, kid. It's ridiculous. It's there's no benefit.
I don't know if it's you, but when I see a guy, you know, a pass go up and two guys fall down, the DB and the guy, all you're looking for is if it's a flag or not. That's all anyone's looking for.
Every successfully defended play, are looking the corners to see a freaking yellow fucking flag come shooting.
Yeah, it is. And everyone's kind of looking for one. I mean,
and the thought process was, oh, scoring's going to go up. People like to see high scoring. And the point of what that my little fucking statistical analysis there is...
Your intern did a good job.
It's not working. It's not working. They're not throwing the ball more. They're not getting any more points. You know, what the fuck? All they're doing is holding on the defense 5 yards. It's just fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And you take guys like Brandon... I'd like to see a guy like Brandon Brown, a 6'4 corner.
Huge.
Jamming the fuck out of these receivers, you know what I mean? Just beating them up at the line. That's what you want.
Yeah.
At least, you know, that's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, no doubt. That's the best.
Right? Because when you play man-to-man coverage, you give up stuff in the run game. That's what these fucking powers that be don't understand. Because... They're not keeping things in front. Okay, you're a receiver, and I've got a few minutes, but, you know, this is what... So you're a receiver, and
You get 5 yards, right?
Well, you just run inside, okay? Now the corner's like, I'm going. You get around the edge, there's no corner there freaking sitting there waiting to make a tackle. You know what I'm saying? Because he's into the guy's face. He's like, oh, I got to run with this guy. I'm playing man-to-man. If that makes sense. That's part of it, but... My point is, who the fuck wants to see all these penalties? And that will be the downfall of the Patriots. That will be the downfall of the Patriots. They're going to, in the playoffs, they're going to lose. Browner or one of them fuckers is going to come down with a defensive holding call. And it's either going to be the Chiefs, the Colts, or the Broncos are going to friggin' win it on that. Shit. Write that down.
I will. I can have my intern write it down. If the season ended today, who would you have in the bowl?
I'm going back to my original fucking call. I'm going to say the New England Patriots. And I did say originally Seattle. No, I said Green Bay. I said Green Bay.
They didn't play this week, right?
No. I'm going to stick with it, you know, because...
New England, Green Bay?
Yeah. Who's to say that's not?
Yeah.
You know, Green Bay's what? 5-3?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the fuck? I ain't going to, you know, switch horses midstream. What the hell? You know, those are teams I thought... Because I'm not sold in Arizona. Told you I'm not sold in Arizona. And obviously, if the Patriots can get Peyton at home in January, it could be fucking 10 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
Could easily be the same result it was today. So why switch? Although, who the fuck knows? You?
I think you got to go. You got to change.
Dallas.
No, man. I would go with, like, what about going with, the you know, what is it? The cream always rises top. I'll go with last year's Super Bowl as a repeat.
No, you fucking, well, yeah, I guess it could happen. Certainly could happen. But Seattle just seems to be too much turmoil right now. But who knows?
Can't you see it being a story?
Who knows? Fucking 3 weeks ago, we're fucking, oh, the Patriots are mortally flawed. I still think they are. I still don't think they generate the pass rush that they need to. But they're keeping Tom upright.
Yeah,
I mean, fucking Ware and Von Miller were non-existent today.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, you know, no doubt. The O-line looked great.
The O-line looked great in the last 4 weeks. So... But the pass rush still seems to be a flaw. But fucking knows. If you told me last week at this time the Patriots were going to do what they did to Denver today, I'd say you're crazy.
Did you see the halftime thing? 22 of the 27 players that played in all three Super Bowls were there.
That was awesome. I saw Rich Seymour, a huge gut. Fucking William McGinnis is awesome, looking great.
Yeah. Ty Law's always there.
Ten years ago. What the fuck? 10 years gone by Led Zeppelin. I'm going to crank that shit on my way out of here. That's it. Fucking time has ran out. I'm the coach. This is Brian Ingalls. We're out.
Thank you.
Later.